setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. You are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and then how you can get there. It is about you and your purpose. And your purpose, is it even really about you? It's about others. You were created to work. Now, some of you were like, ugh, I don't like the sound of that. Yeah, because you've never done or you aren't doing work that you love because you're good at it. And the actual craft, the activity itself, is something you enjoy so very much. And then you see the results that you ultimately want to put out into the world through your work. And so when you begin to experience that, now all of a sudden it's a whole different ballgame because you realize, yeah, I get it. Now, that doesn't mean my whole life is about my work. My identity is not about my work. But your being, your soul longs to make a difference in this world. And so that you do that in two ways, relationally, professionally. And so we'll talk about both of those. Because sometimes your relationship house has got to get in order to be able to move forward. Sometimes your financial house has got to be in order so that you can move forward. 844-747-2577 is the phone number, 844-747-2577. So if you don't know what you want to do with your life, you're in the right place. If you know what you want to do, but you don't know how to get there, you're in the right place. If you know what you want to do, you know how to get there, but financial, relational issues, emotional, fear, doubt, and pride stuff holding you back, you're in the right place. And if you know and you're on the right track, you just want to move up a little faster, you're in the right place. So let's go. It's a toll-free number because it is your show. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Dallas, Texas is where we're going to start. Chris joins us there. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How you doing today?
Chris, I'm living the dream. How about you?
I also live in the dream.
Go ahead.
I think you stole my line. I don't know. Maybe I stole your line. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's probably one of the... Well, it's probably both.
So I have a question for you today. I had an interview for a promotion at work. I followed your principles. I spoke to everybody I could on the phone first, just trying to reach out. Got the interview face-to-face. It went really well, I feel.
Good.
I am lacking one of their qualifications, but I'm working towards that. And so I think I'm still a fairly strong candidate for the role. So I did the follow-up email. And they all responded back saying, thank you, and we enjoyed meeting you, and this and the other. Now, I should preface this saying that this is with my current company.
Right.
I already did. I said it was a promotion. Sorry. They did send me, like, a Myers-Briggs test to take, like the personality assessment.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so I took that. And then the HR partner said that the test results would be shared with me during the next steps. But I haven't heard anything back from the hiring team as far as next steps. So I wasn't sure if I should be sending another email to follow up. It's been a little over a week.
You guys all in the same building or different locations?
Different locations.
It's been a week since you got the follow-up email with the link to take the Myers-Briggs.
Correct.
Have you done a handwritten note?
I did not do a handwritten note. I did just the follow-up email.
Yeah, I do a handwritten note at this point, and I just drop a handwritten note in the mail. Hey, just wanted to again say thanks for the opportunity, and I'm really excited. The more time I've been able to spend thinking about it, I'm really jacked about it, and just wanted to say I'm grateful and looking forward to next steps, and just leave it alone. I do a handwritten note that's not as aggressive as a follow-up email to the already email. They're going to reach out to you. You know, there's nothing more at this point you can do to change their mind until you get to another interview. So you don't want to look like you're pestering, but you also want to show some excitement. And I think a handwritten note is a nice gesture. It's just so classy. It's just really hard to come across the wrong way unless you write something goofy in the handwritten note, which you won't. So I go handwritten note today, drop it off for them. You know what I mean? Like literally run by the other building, give it to the receptionist, say, hey, can you put this in their mailbox? Whoever's involved there. And I'd wait to see what happens.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, you'll get it. Listen, man, be classy and let the chips fall. You know, I've joked around about this on the show before, but, you know, it's like you got to go back to the old days when you were dating, when you may have been a high schooler or a kid and just first started dating or college, whatever. You know, like we kind of all have this. I take that back. We don't all have this internal, you know, kind of weather vane that tells us, is it too soon, right? You know what I mean? Like, good grief. You know, when is she gonna return my call? Well, if she hasn't returned your call in a week, I wouldn't keep calling her, right? Maybe I would send a handwritten note, maybe see if that kind of gets her to respond. But man, look, you had your shot. You had your date. You had your interview. You've taken the Myers-Briggs test. We have this notion that, they just need to be reminded about me. And I don't think that's usually the case. I just don't. I've just never, ever, ever heard of a scenario where somebody did really great in a job interview and the hiring leadership team was just over the moon. Oh, she's a great candidate. Oh, he's a great candidate. And then they forget to reach out to him. So, folks, if you're kind of chuckling a little bit or at least shaking your head on that deal, then you don't need to remind them all the time. You know, we've got a Touchpoint timeline, which is a great guide on how to follow up. And I give you the steps. It's on my website, kencolman.com. Do it that way and then let it go. The theme of Frozen. Let it go. 844-747-2577. Coming up later in the program, should you make a career change at 50? If the answer is yes, how do you do it? I'm going to address this. There is also, speaking of the way we humans create hurdles or create anxiety in our heads around things, this issue, there's a lot of stuff around the age of 50. It's like all of a sudden it's a magic number. Am I too old? Am I going to be a victim of ageism? Possibly. Does it happen? Sure. I don't know if that's a thing, but we all know what I'm talking about. But all of a sudden being 50 or 53 or 54, 57, and feeling as though you are on the shelf of life, that's not real. That is a mirage in your mind. You have allowed that to take up enough space in your head that it seems like it's really, really possible. There's always a way to get around that. I'm going to address that coming up a little bit later in the program. 844-747-2577. Quick reminder that all of our Get Hired guides, the resume guide, the job interview guide, and the follow-up after the interview guide, all free. All PDFs, all available in our resources tab at kencolman.com. Hey, don't move. More of your calls coming right up. Hey parents, if you've got a kid that's considering a career in technology, you've got to check out my friends at Bethel Tech. They can get there without breaking the bank. Bethel Tech has an online training program that teaches the latest in-demand tech skills for a fraction of the price of traditional college. And they've got an 85% placement rate. I've got the offer for you. Go to Bethel Tech to get $1,000 to $2,500 off of tuition. Again, that's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Shining the light on your path to significance, to meaningful work, making the difference that you long to make. Oh, and by the way, the income you would like as well. That's right. Combining your income and your impact. This is the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577. Coming up next segment, should you make a career change at 50? We'll unpack that big, loaded question. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Marie. I like this. I like when we get callers calling back. We started out on the Ken Coleman Show saying this from show number one, that we didn't want this to be a one-and-done show. We wanted you to call back when you needed help more, and you're making progress and you're ready for more, because this is a journey, not this elevator ride. This is a journey. And so Marie's calling back for a tune-up call in Phoenix, Arizona. Marie, you're back on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call again. I really appreciate it.
Sure. What's up?
So I had talked to you a couple of months ago, and we had talked through, you know, what some of my dreams were, and I'm a real estate agent, and we were talking about stimulating a little more of the creative side. And so I did take a staging course, and I've been able to shadow, and I've met several of them. I've interviewed with them. I have some more shadowing to do, which I'm very excited about.
Hello. There's the proximity principle in action right there.
Thank you. It was, you know, it really did take a little bit of a shove, you know, my part, you know, for myself, you know, just to get out there. The other part was the music side. That's taking a little bit longer because I'm still doing some more research with that and opportunities. But I did talk about with some of my friends trying to maybe get some lessons to their kids.
Right.
So that's, you know, it's in the works, but that's slower coming.
Okay.
So I also mentioned that I have an airline background, and a couple of years ago, I had gone back to the airlines for practical reasons because the insurance costs were kind of high and it was eating away at our savings. Mm-hmm. And so because it was a familiar territory, because I have an airline pass, I went back in, but then they furloughed me last year. So I continued with, you know, the real estate, you know, helping with my husband, and we have a good, you know, business going. Well, it's been picking up, you know, in the last month, especially.
Sure.
And, well, now they've called me back to go back to the airlines.
Oh, okay.
And I'm, you know, I'm number one, kind of fearful it overshadows some of the things I've started. And number two, you know, it really makes me question, well, maybe I shouldn't, but then I'm very practical, you know, because insurance is really important. And if I didn't go back, then it would be a limited insurance. And again, it's a higher price. So I guess I don't want it to take away from my, but you know, it's making me question my sweet spot again, you know?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Why?
I don't think it is at all. I think your brain's trying to drown your heart out. You've already told me that you're just kind of like, I think this going back to the airline would overshadow everything I want to do, which is real estate and this creative element around real estate, plus the music side of things. And if I go back to the airline, ooh, I'm going to get really good benefits, but I'm not going to do what I was created to do. I'm going to get great benefits. I'm going to call Ken because Ken's going to tell me that I always need to choose the safe job with the awesome benefits, and just tell my heart, you pesky heart, this passion and mission, pesky passion and mission, stop that. That's silly. I can go get a steady salary and great benefits, and I'm just going to, you know, hope that, well, maybe I'll find some time to, you know, do what I really want to do.
Yeah, you know, but then I start reminding myself, well, you know, you love the travel and you love the people interaction. That's why you majored in psychology, you know, so you could talk to people. And,
okay,
you know,
hold on a second. Are you for real right now? I was joking. Did you not know that I was joking?
Yes, I know.
Okay, wait a second. Did you call me 2 months ago and get off the phone call clear as a bell about what you wanted to do?
Yeah, much more, yes.
Well, then wait a second. Did we talk about you being an airline in the airline industry as what you wanted to do? Was that part of the equation?
No.
Then why are you trying to talk yourself into this? You said things are taking off in the real estate world. Are you guys struggling to feed yourselves? Are you struggling to take care of the bills? Are you struggling?
No, we're not. I'm grateful for that.
Okay, here's the deal. I've been silly and sarcastic to try to make a point, and you still tried to argue. Your brain still tried to come in and go, yeah, but I really love to travel, Ken. Great. Make a bunch of money selling houses and staging houses and doing music and then travel wherever you want to. But if you want to travel wearing an official uniform and handing out peanuts, great. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You know I'm not, because I don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
This is classic. Fear is lying to you. Fear and doubt are ganging up on you. Fear is going, if this doesn't work out, you're not going to have good health care. Blah, 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 blah. Doubt is saying, I don't know if you can actually do what you want to do financially. I don't know if you could take care of yourself as a real estate professional. I don't know. This is really risky. I think I would go with the safe route and go get the salary and hand out peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
I know. It's
yeah. So here's the deal.
I heard what you're saying.
Focus on the future. Focus on the future. Stop focusing on your fear. You're letting fear talk you out of the thing that you know you're supposed to do. So don't let fear and doubt do that anymore. Say, shut up. It's not true. We're not going to be homeless. We're not going to be able to not take care of our health care needs. None of that is true. What is true is that you long to do that work, that combination of having two focuses of passion and the freedom to pursue it. Then you can travel with you in the hubs. You need some people in your life besides me who can snap you out of this. I think that's really huge right now. You know what? I've got a homework assignment for you today.
All right.
Before you go to bed tonight, Marie, I want you to write it down. Pen to paper. I'm a big fan of pencil, but nobody has pencils anymore but me.
I got a pencil in my hand right now.
Great. I want you to write down before you go to bed tonight. Doesn't have to sound perfect. Doesn't have to be perfect. I want you to write down what you want your desired future to be. I want you to write it out. I want to be doing this with music. I want to be doing this in real estate and staging. I want to travel. Mm-hmm. I want to buy this old car that my husband always wanted. Well, I don't care. Just write it out. Mm-hmm. What do you want? But focus on the work piece, the contribution you want to make to this world, the missional, the results you want. That's what I call it, mission. Talent's what you do best. You know that. Passion's the work you love. I want you to write out, this is the work I want to do and the results I want to create. I want you to write it out and look at it. And for the next 10 days, I want you to look at it every morning before you start your day and every night before you go to bed. And then I want you in that 10 days to share that with not just your husband, but a couple of the people in your life that you can be very vulnerable with and transparent with and say, I'm dealing with doubt. I deal with this sometimes. I just need to share this from my heart. And from time to time, I just need you to help me remind me that I'm not crazy, that I'm not, you know, delusional, that I am on purpose. I think that's what you need to keep you in the game.
Okay. And not worry about, oh, what's my sweet spot? What's my sweet spot? You know, I mean.
You already know what it is.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I do.
Well, yeah. No, you don't need to worry about it. Listen, getting clear allows you to overcome fear and doubt. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's why I'm asking you to write all this stuff down and then share it with other people so that when you begin to have that fear and doubt, you go back to them and they're like, yeah, you have the talent to do this. Ding, 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 ding. You have the passion for this work. Ding, 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 ding. You love creating these results. Ding, 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 ding. So that's why I teach what I teach. When fear and doubt get on our shoulders, we can go retreat back to clarity, which is always stage one. We can always return to it. But don't question it. Just get familiar with it.
Right. And move forward.
Yes. Marie. By the way, Marie, this has been too much pep talk. The reality is you've done a great job in the last couple months. You've made some serious progress.
Thank you.
Good for you, Marie. Stop thinking and just start doing. That's always more fun. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, helping you figure out what you were born to do. It's the age-old question. Everybody asks it. Sadly, millions and millions of people never get the answer. And as a result, work is just the thing they do to live. Like, I got to go get a safe job. Because I need the paycheck so I can pay the bills. And I'm just waiting for the weekend to get here. As opposed to really grabbing what I believe is the truth that you were created to contribute through your work. So instead of thinking about work as this, well, it's this thing I do to live, how about the fact that you live to work? Not as a workaholic, but to give yourself away, to give your gifts away. Talent, what you do best. Passion, work you love to do, a task, a role, a function. And then mission, results that you create, that you say, oh, that makes my heart swell. I love taking care of these people. I love creating this. I love whatever, fill in the blank. And when you realize that you use your talent, what you do best, to perform your passion, work you love, to accomplish the results that matter deeply to you, mission, then you realize, hey, wait a second, this isn't about me. This is about me making a difference in the lives of others. And that's why we all long to make a difference. So we are shifting the view on work. One caller at a time, 844-747-2577. Coming up in just a few minutes. For those of you in your 50s and older, you're asking the question, should I, can I change careers at 50 or older? We'll address that. But first to the phones we go. Valeria, I guess is how you say that, in Folsom, California. Is it Valeria or Valerie?
It's actually Validia.
Oh, it was
just,
oh,
Val.
All right. Well, either I'm not reading properly, but it's Validia in Folsom. Validia, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So just a little background on me. I'm 37 years old, and I've been an executive assistant for the past 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning, it was exciting, but after 8 years, I feel like I'm in a cage working in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
The pay is good,
mm-hmm.
but with my financial responsibilities, I'm scared to explore other opportunities.
Okay.
It's been 1 year and 3 months since I've been at my current job. It was a step up when I moved there. But the more I get to know my boss, I'm more disappointed and regretful for taking this job. His worth ethic is awful and doesn't align with mine.
Okay.
So it's now become kind of like a toxic environment, and I feel it every day mentally and physically.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to figure it out what my talents are, what my gift is, so I can put more focus and go into that direction, but I can't seem to figure it out. Sometimes I feel like the female version of jack of all trades and master of none.
Okay. Well, stop that. All right. So a couple things we need to stop. So I'm going to help you out, but we got to address some of your thinking right now, because you've got some limiting thinking that's really holding any kind of breakthrough back. So let's address it. Number one, you don't need to be scared to explore other jobs because you've got a really good income. That is essentially saying, this is the only job in the whole world that will pay me what I'm making. Now, when I say that, that sounds a little silly, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So let's stop that. First of all, you don't have to resign to explore. Is that true or false?
True.
Okay, so start looking today. I'm trying to set you free. Fly. Start looking for other jobs.
That's my problem. When I do look, I end up looking for the same career path, like being an executive assistant.
Well, let me ask you this. If you weren't working for this current dude you just don't, there's no values connections, and it's now become toxic because you just don't really like the kind of worker he is. If you were working for somebody else that was a rock star, female, male, doesn't matter, would you be questioning moving?
Absolutely. I had a boss before this one, and
he
was amazing, but I feel the same way.
Okay, great. So that's why we're going to go through and figure out what you can do, okay? But the second thing is that don't play this, I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. That's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically saying you're just average at a lot of things. You're good at some things. I want to know, what are your top two or three talents? Hard skills, soft skills. Just spit it out. Don't think about it. Say it.
So organization is one.
Okay, great.
I'm good with technology.
Okay.
And I'm good at finding a yes to a no.
What does that mean? Be more specific.
So when people have trouble finding an answer, I like to search for, okay, here's a practical answer. Here's what you can do.
Got it.
Kind of like a problem solving, I guess.
Yeah, well, a little bit of an inspection. You're kind of inspecting the problem, like a little bit of a detective. I'm going to dive into this and find out what the clues are and help them see there is an answer.
Right.
What else? Yeah. Anything else? We're going to move on quickly. Anything else?
I enjoy photography.
No, and, hold on. No. Oh. You got to stay with me. Let me lead. It's the Ken Coleman Show. So what else are you really, really good at? I've got down organization, technology, and the talent of inspection, you know, digging in, research, really, really analyzing. What else? Anything else?
I like helping people with things that they can figure it out for themselves.
All right, but again, you've moved over into passion, so I'm going to try to follow you. Passion is work I love to do. So you like to help people what? Solve what kind of problems?
Things like completing forms, you know, helping them with their computers, just things like that.
Okay, so we're going to call that just problem solving because we'll get to the people aspect in a moment.
Okay.
I think we could also say that you love to analyze things, correct?
I do, but more in like a more technical way.
No, I get it. Don't overthink with me. Stay with me. Just in general, the work of analyzing, that's that inspection, that talent of inspection, but you like using that to analyze, investigate, discover, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Any other work that you just get really excited about? You just go, man, if I was doing this all day, I'd feel like I was stealing from somebody.
The first thing that comes into my mind is working out, but...
No. You want to be a professional trainer? Physical trainer? You want to train people?
I don't know.
Okay. Here's the deal. I need you to stop thinking. So I'm trying to walk you through all this and you're all over the place. Here's what I want you to answer. Mm-hmm. If I guaranteed you that you would not fail, the money you need, guaranteed success, you wouldn't fail at the job, but you didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your professional life, what would you do tomorrow? You would just try. Say what's on the top of your heart.
See, nothing comes up.
Because you're thinking about a job title. You're thinking about a job title. You're thinking about some way of describing a career instead of just saying, this is what I would do. Now, I know for a fact, I've done this on the air before with many people. When I asked you that question, your brain actually came up with a couple of thoughts. True or false?
True.
Oh, so say what your thoughts were. I'll make it make sense. Now I'm going to ask you again. What would you do tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail and you didn't have to commit to it for the rest of your life? Say it.
I honestly will be a fitness instructor. I love fitness.
Now, how hard was that? Now, I mean, because you're doubting yourself. You're doubting whether or not you can do it. You're doubting whether or not you can make the money. You're afraid that it'll take too long. You're afraid that you don't know the path. Am I about on it?
Yes.
How in the world did I know that? Because I've talked to thousands of people on this very issue. You have got to trust your heart. Let's run through this very quickly. We only have about 25 seconds. Do you have a talent to be a fitness trainer? Yes or no?
I've been told I do, yes.
Yes, you do. Do you love training people, helping people win physically?
Yes.
Does it create a result that you look at and at the end of the day go, man, that was a good day, yes or no?
Yes.
Then let's go about the business of becoming that. You got this. Go for it. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show as we continue to enlighten men and women about who they are and what they were created to do, where they can do it, and how they can get there. Welcome aboard 844-747-2577. We're putting purpose in talk radio. And that's a whole lot more fun than politics, at least in my opinion. Ain't nothing getting solved on that one, Joe. I tell you what, though, you sit around and talk with people about what they want to do and watch them light up. The converse, you sit around and tell people what you think about politics, watch them blow up. You know? Ay, ay, ay. Wait, Thanksgiving would be more fun, right? With the old, with Uncle Herb and his sciatic nerve.
My favorite's Uncle Eddie.
Is it Uncle Eddie? See, I can never go with Uncle Eddie because of Cousin Eddie from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and all the vacation movies. 844-747-2577 is the number. Kristen is up in Hollis, New Hampshire. Kristen, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
Kristen, I'm living the dream.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet. What's up?
I am looking at a possible, or definitely having a performance review soon, and I'm looking for any tips and advice.
Yeah, when's the performance review?
It hasn't been scheduled yet, but I have sent in my self-evaluation,
okay.
So I'm waiting for my boss to schedule that with me.
Have you done one of these before with this leader, or is this the first time?
With this company, first time.
So okay.
I've been here about 2 years.
All right, and when you got the performance review, what was kind of the range of questions and things like that?
Things like, how have you grown over since the last review? What do you need to do your job well? Things like that.
Yeah. Okay, good. And, you were kind of wanting to go into this thing with how to set yourself up to hopefully make the case that they're going to give you a raise. Is that what I'm guessing?
Yeah, and a promotion, hopefully, too.
Okay, good. Has that been discussed? Has a promotion been discussed with you prior to this?
Not really.
Do you have a specific position that's open that you're going, my eyes on this one?
Project manager.
And that's an open position right now?
Yes. I mean, we have the ability to move up, you know, based on
Perfect.
Our skills. And
okay,
and
great. All right, now I'm ready to give the advice. I had to get all these questions
okay.
out. Okay. All right, so here's the deal. Never ask
Forever?
For a raise. What I want you to
okay.
do is, because you're going in for your review, you go, hey, answer the question. And when it's your turn to talk, you want to have prepared some questions
mm-hmm.
for them. And
okay.
so you can write this down if you want, but this is what I want you to ask. I want you to say, I would like to know the following, okay? First, I want to know what you think I can do in my current job and job description and responsibilities. Where are some areas that I can improve and bring maximum value? That shows that you're
okay.
humble enough to take some constructive criticism, right? Because that's not
sure.
negative. It's just because I'm assuming you're not dropping the ball. So you're not really worried about
no.
that. But I still think it's great to ask that question. Because even if they say, well, I mean, Kristen, you're really doing everything we'd ask. Great! But it shows that you're really humble and that you're willing to receive feedback. The second question I want you to ask is, what are some things that you think might be valuable for me to add to my, you know, tool belt, right? So
okay.
the first question, you understand that. That's kind of about what you're doing right now based on your current responsibilities. And then the second thing is there some additional skills or training or things like that you think if I were to get that I would become more valuable in this role and other roles for the team? So this is like, I want to
okay.
learn and grow. What do you think I should do to learn and grow to be better?
I definitely put that in the
Perfect.
Self-evaluation.
Excellent.
Like, you know, teach me. Give me more. Teach me.
Excellent.
Let me take on more.
So. Excellent. So after those two questions, you just want to say, hey, can we, based on those two questions, can you and I work together to come up with a growth plan that if I
okay.
do grow in these areas, I add new things to my tool belt,
mm-hmm.
that I would get the opportunity for more responsibilities and greater pay. But you see the way that's
okay.
positioned? It's like,
yeah.
how can I become more valuable, essentially? And then
right.
when we measure that, how will we measure it? And then
okay.
if we measure it and I hit those results, can we agree to, hey, I get to move up and with more responsibility and influence comes more income. There we go. Ding, 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 ding. That's how we talk about moving up the ladder. That includes income increase. Thanks for the call. This is the Ken Coleman Show. We're doing heart work here on Talk Radio. That's right. It's really all about the heart here on the Ken Coleman Show. What do you long to do with your life? What's the difference you want to make in the world? I mean, I don't care where you are from around the globe. I don't care what your faith is. I don't care what your politics are. Let me tell you something. If there's one thing that we're all united by in this world, it's that we want to make a difference. We want to make a positive difference. We want to make a difference in the lives of others. And figuring that out and understanding that you were created very, very, very intentionally. You were given talent, you were given passion, and you were given a sense of mission. And when those intersect, that's your sweet spot. And that's where, again, we see this in sports. That's where the analogy comes from. When the sporting instrument hits the ball on the sweet spot of the instrument, the ball moves at maximum speed and distance. It's called efficiency, excellence, and it's the same for us as humans. And in your professional career sweet spot are multiple paths, jobs, careers, multiple. But knowing where you're supposed to be in this world, the role you're supposed to fill, game changer, game changer. And so if you're new to the program and you need some help, you're one phone call away from clarity, which will give you confidence to step out and courage to stay on the path. 844-747-2577. Now, a lot of our audience, I mean, we've got audience, we've got 18 to 58, right? It's a broad, broad audience. We wrote an article at my website, kencoleman.com, recently entitled, Should You Make a Career Change at 50? And so many of you out there are going, Ken, that's scary stuff. My heart's telling me I'd like to. My head's telling me I'm too old. No one's going to hire me. I don't have enough time to make the switch. So I'm just going to hit a couple highlights. You can go get the article in our articles section on the website, kencoleman.com. But here's some good things I want you to focus on if you're 50 and older and you're thinking about making a career change. For some of you, you've maybe only been in one industry or one type of work going on, let's call it 25 years or more. And you're going to get a fresh start. And that's an exciting, exciting thing. That's a real positive. And as a result, you're going to be a lot happier. And that brings in some really good mental and emotional and physical health. And then you're going to get to use all that past experience. I think there's this idea for people 50 and older, they feel like if they're going to make a move, that they've wasted all of their work life. And you haven't. You've got experience. And that experience is transferable. Couple things. So here's what I want you to be thinking of. Think through all of the different options that your experience brings to the table, because the experience includes you have developed some skills, and then you have developed some wisdom and knowledge. And so those two things together make you very, very valuable. So don't just think the same industry. Start to go, hey, where is this transferable? Could I go here? Could I go here? Could I go there? Think of your options. And then the most valuable thing that a 50-year-old or over has to make the next step is using your relationships. You've got tons of relationships. Relationships are what make resumes actually work. A resume without relationships connected to it, to the job, you're playing the lottery. So make sure that you surround yourself with people who are telling you what I just told you. A support group that says, hey, you're not too old. You've got a lot to offer. You need the cheerleaders. So make sure that you are intentional to do that. 844-747-2577. During the break, I got to go out and meet several juniors and seniors from a local high school in the area, Lipscomb Academy, a wonderful, wonderful institution. And I'm always encouraged when I meet young people because they're on the front edge of this audience and they're still figuring it out. Some of them know, some of them don't. But the future is very, very bright. We talked about their generation, Gen Z, a little bit earlier in the program. And so I just met a bunch of Gen Zers, and Joe and Madison and Amanda, the future's bright. And so it occurs to me, you know, we don't tell you this a lot, but you can come visit us. Ramsey Solutions, world headquarters, DaveRamsey.com. You can go find the address, come on in and see us. We have free beverages and baked goods, and you can sit out and watch the show, and I'm happy to come out, take a picture, sign a book, and say hello. So I want to thank the fantastically sharp young group of Lipscomb Academy students watching the show today. All right, let's go to Amanda in Huntsville, Alabama. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, it is so exciting to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. I'm excited to talk to you. What's up?
Awesome. Well, I am applying to a new company in a different field than what I am in now, and they're asking for salary expectations on the application. And I'm wondering how to answer that. I've done some research, but it's all over the board.
Okay.
And then also, why do employers ask that question?
Because they want to know if they can afford you. I mean, that they're trying to get an idea. If they're weighing multiple candidates, they're trying to figure out, is this person a very realistic candidate before they go to the next level? And so I'm just making this up. Let's say that they are planning to pay $50,000 for this position, and your salary requirements or expectations are 65. And they're going to go, ah, bummer. We really like Amanda, but that's not in our budget. We can't get there. We can't get close enough to where we feel like we can give her a fair offer. So it's just good old-fashioned information. What I want to lock in on is the research you've done, because you're doing the right thing. I get this call a lot, and you got to do as much research as you can possibly do to get a very good idea what the salary range is for somebody doing your work with your qualifications, your experience. So when you said it's all over the board, can you give me three, four numbers?
Sure. So one, the lowest that I got was 77, and then the highest I researched and I found was 147.
Whoa.
Yeah.
are those credible resources?
Those are from, like Indeed and Glassdoor, those, and Google. Those three are pretty much what I've looked at so far.
Okay. So what's where's the discrepancy on the 147 versus the 77? Is there not some detailed qualifications or certifications or years of experience that would make it go from 77 up to 147,000?
I did not see any more detailed information with those.
Okay. I would dig a little bit more, okay? Because I think there's more out there. I would just really, really dig. What's the position? The type of work?
It's a senior assistant position.
Senior administrative assistant?
Senior assistant. So it would be an assistant to a director position.
But I understand the title, but what kind of work is it?
It is managing meetings, attending meetings, taking excellent notes, interacting with people.
Okay, gotcha.
Those kinds of items.
Okay, that's what I meant by executive assistant. It's that kind of work, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Well, I can tell you what I know of that. I think that range is not off. I think that comes down to a couple of things. Experience does matter. I think executive assistants making as high as 147 are probably working for larger companies, or maybe very wealthy individuals, and then they've got a lot of experience. Where do you think, based on your experience, forget the talent side of things, where do you think your experience and your current income and anything that's relevant to this position puts you on that list, or that range, I should say?
For that range, I'm thinking more of the lower side.
Okay, give me a number. It's just you and me. I'm not holding you to it.
That's just you and me. So I'm thinking, my gut is telling me more like 80, 90.
Great. Then go for that.
Okay.
What do you need to make? Well, let me ask you this. What's the lowest amount that you would just go, all right, this is the lowest. Anything lower than this, I'm going to have to pass.
It will probably be 80.
Okay, good. Say 85.
Okay. All right.
Now, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun because I have a lot of skills that I can apply to this role, but when it comes to experience, I'm a little lacking on that.
Well, then be on the lower range, but if 80 is your number, go 85 and be confident when you say it. All right, folks, I got to run. Before I do, you matter. You do have what it takes. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.